Greetings, heroes. My name is Divas, and today, just a short little something, right? First things first, I hope you don't get any sound problems here, because the microphone is sort of dying. I think the jack where it goes in is damaged or something. I don't know, but it sucks, but. Alright, so, what makes a hero? I talked about that before many, many times, but you know, it's the small kind stuff. And I've been in a bad spot for quite some time, and I've talked about that before. And trust me, it hasn't gotten much better. It's actually a little bit trickier even at the moment. But, you know, still keep working on my stuff. Keep hoping, keep dreaming, trying again and again, because that's what you do. And recently, old family friends, who are also neighbors, fell on really, really hard times. It's a flat, but you know, it's a house, just a tiny little thing, like two rooms or something. Yeah, it's tiny, but it has never been great. And now they had some water damage, after which the landlord just turned off their power for safety reasons, of course, not to be a dick or anything. And, so there they were. Middle of the winter, no electricity, no heat. And I thought about it, and many people I talked to, they flat out didn't even say they didn't even claim that they would help. They flat out said, yeah, I'd never help people like that, or people with that. Because maybe it's something too big to ask to open your home to someone who used to be a friend or something like that. Someone you don't really know anymore. Not even a complete stranger, you know. Of course, I did. Not to throw myself on a pedestal here. That's not the point. It's just, I was raised that way, right? My grandmother and especially my mother, who was way too good for this weird apple we are all living on. They always told me to do what you can, right? So I think it's a very biblical thing, or at least back when I still had religion lessons in school and stuff like that. That came up, right? So if you only have one coat, you know, you're still gonna split it with someone who's freezing. Not to sacrifice yourself, but because it's the right thing to do to help them as well. And obviously, since I'm in a bad spot, I couldn't do much. But I did what I could. And that's what I want to ask of you, and that's why I am recording this. That's the point. That, especially now in COVID times, where many people are afraid and fear and panic almost rule the world. And even before that, in our modern times, where people forget that other people are also people, it's so easy to just look away. Someone will do it. Oh yeah, the state will come in and help. Or yeah, it's that landlord's fault and he has to take care of them, or somebody else will do something, right along the lines of screaming somebody has to do something, while you yourself could do something, and you're not. And in many cases, especially when people are actually in a bad spot like that, they don't want much. Because there are probably out there a few people who would be entitled and try to rip off your arm. I don't doubt that for a second. But I think most people are good. I think most people just want their simple, relaxed life. They have their own worries and everything like that. And when they hit a spot like that, all they want is someone to, you know, at least show that they care. Even if it's not much you can do, it helps. At least for, I'd say, normal people. And thoughts and prayers actually go along the line. I know it's a meme online, and I know a lot of the left don't understand it, and they're all just like, oh yeah, your thoughts not gonna do anything? Your prayers are not working? But they are, you know? It's not even about the mythical behind it, or faith, or anything of that sort. It's about the people, right? That person that's in a bad spot, you telling them sincerely, actually meaning it, I care, and reaching out a hand with whatever little you can do, and sometimes that's maybe just kind words, that can already make all the difference in the world. Not for the world in total, but for that person. Because being in that spot, you need that the most, I think, almost. Of course, we could say, yeah, what you need most is a warm place and maybe some power so you can at least phone people or anything of the sorts. But what's the point of all of that if you lose hope, right? If you don't think it can get better, you think, oh, whatever comes next can only be worse because nobody cares, then nothing else will help. No, that also goes in depression and mental conditions like that, and the results of that, that we have more and more each year. It's because people don't care anymore, you know? I heard the stories from my grandma and, you know, other older relatives from times long ago where cities were smaller and people cared, right? In those times, we had those bad issues a lot less. And people still fell on hard times. They still lost jobs and houses. They still had problems getting food, probably more than now. The governments that try to tell us they are there for us, they've always said that, right? Maybe they are a little bit more competent than they were back then. But in the end, what it needs is other people around you to care. Your neighbors, your family, especially family, even if it's distant, your friends. And I encourage you, and I ask of you, that you try to do that. You try to open yourself up a tiny little bit. Can be all sorts of things, and you can do it in your way. Like my grandma would always, when she saw homeless young adults in the city, she would always offer them food. Most of them wouldn't take it, because, well, a lot of people who are there by choice, and they don't want food, they want money for drugs, or whatever other vice they are following. But those who are actually there because life just handed them a bad hand or some bad times, they were really grateful for that. And it's not the world to a normal person, right? Who's in a good spot. Like if someone offers you a sandwich, or I don't know, a home-cooked meal, let's say, it's not something that big. It's nice, but you know, but for someone who's in that spot, the idea of someone else, be it a distant acquaintance or whatever, you know, a stranger, offering something like that, the spirit behind that, and I say spirit on purpose here, because that would be the Christian ideal, I'd say, that's something that can really change things, right? You don't fix all their problems right there. And most of us, we're struggling too much ourselves to actually fix all the problems of someone else. And even if you had all the funds in the world, there are problems you can't just fix, right? It's not there. It's not in the cards. Not how the world works and not how it should work. But it's that spirit of I care, of I see when my neighbor struggles. I see when something's wrong. I see when someone's lost, and I say something. something kind, something, try to help, right? That's what we need more of. That's what we have lost. And, you know, even other stuff, like single mothers. They always existed. Sometimes maybe because the husband died. No, at times it's probably because parents just careless. They jump into relationships too quickly and one of them leaves. Or yeah, they just don't get along and before it gets violent, someone leaves. Shit like that, you know. But we always had those issues, right? There were always mothers who were left alone. And even, you know, let's say the husband died in war or whatever. But they ended together. They were never, you know, really that alone. Sometimes it was a group of single mothers who then, you know, one would take care of the children while the others work, and then you do like shifts or just simply by you have your own lives, but maybe you meet for dinner every day. So you eat together, so it's a little bit easier to get that done. Or something that's very much lost in our time, to just say when you see a problem. And I failed with that in the past myself, because our culture right now, especially now in 2021, is just so lost. When you see someone eating themselves to death and they're all already like morbidly obese, you can't just say you look beautiful. That's not kind. They might sell it as nice, as being nice, but it's not being good and it's not being kind. Being kind sometimes is pointing out the problem and offering help. Like maybe you lost weight yourself. I mean, yeah, this is what I did. This is how I got away from that spot. Or even if my spot wasn't as bad, the direction was the same. And here's how I turned it around. Or hey, I want you to know that if you are trying to turn it around, you can ask me and I'll help you with the best I can. Stuff like that we have lost, and I think we need it again. And I hope that at least some people who hear me talk, who listen, who read my tweets, because I tweet about that stuff a lot, my YouTube less so, but, you know, Twitter, definitely, that they take it to heart. Maybe you have a relative you haven't reached out to in a long time. A lot of people have that with their grandparents in this day and age. Or, you know, even like distant fathers, mothers, siblings. Siblings often are so separate in this time. And it's all just this fake niceness, but nobody's kind anymore. Or at least the big amount of people isn't anymore. And part of that is the fault of just the way the culture went. Because telling someone, hey, I see you have a problem, and if you need help, ask, and I will help, or here's how I got out of it, and all that stuff, that's now stigmatized as looking down on them. As sometimes making fun of them or even attacking them. And that's not what it is. It's true, real kindness. It's caring about what happens to that person, to their family. Caring about what they have yet to do in this world, and that they might not be able to do it if nobody helps them, even with just kind words. Or a place to load their fucking phone and, you know, have a little snack. It's those tiny things I want to see come back. And that's why I will keep talking about heroes and hope and all those things, because I myself, even while being in a bad spot, hope that there can be change to go a little bit back to a time where maybe at least your closest neighbor cared if you lived or died. And maybe even your siblings, or at least your siblings, look out for you again. where Big Brother can say, hey, that guy is really not good for you. Maybe stay away. Without that being condemned by society as trying to control your sister or whatever. Or brother, I don't judge. I don't care, really. That parents are too controlling by warning their children and stuff like that. We have all that shit now. And it is insanity. Insanity born from chaos that definitely evil people are putting out there, are pressuring into the common people's minds by sending them fear porn every morning to their phone. But I know that there's better in almost all of us. I know that there is kindness, and I know that there's a lot we can do just by trying. And that's why I will keep doing stuff like this. And hoping. Hoping that things will improve and change. Of course, for me specifically, you know, a little bit. But also for everyone else. Because that's what counts, right? Politics and wars and big promotions and all that shit, they're nice and good, and they're part of this world and part of lives, and they should be. They definitely should be. But what truly matters, that's the small stuff. That's having a kind word for someone, offering a hand when you can, and just, you know, doing your best. Thank you for listening. I hope, again, audio quality wasn't that bad. And as always, keep on adventuring. Bye-bye.